Hi guys, and welcome to This Date Is Fact. My name is Steph, and today we've got a couple of guest stars on our episode, Sarah and Chantel.
Hello, I'm so excited to be guest starring, featuring, whatever it is.
It's a three-way without any sex today, guys.
Best type of three-way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're feeding me wine and pasta, so that's pretty much as good as it gets at this point.
I know, yeah. it's just a...
Steph is hand-making pasta. Like, she has put that egg in the middle of that well and swirled stuff around.
Sounds like my messy love life.
Yeah, if I could have you in a man for a Friday/Saturday night version, I would take it any time. I need a man that can cook.
Yeah, but we've spoken about this. We can't date because I'm a Gemini.
That's true. Yeah, well, the star sign thing's an issue, but, you know, I'm happy to look past that if you're going to cook me pasta and feed me red wine.
Look, I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty high class. It's not true. So today, guys, we're actually going to be talking about breakup etiquette and what is, you know, appropriate and what's not appropriate. All three of us have actually just gone through breakups. Yay, fun for us.
How fun are we?
Love life.
Well, this actually made me think of, and I think Sarah said it before, the breakup etiquette of the guy in Sex and the City. I've been listening to the best podcast right now with Dolly Alderton about Sex and the City, and Berger writes, just leaves a post-it note saying, sorry, I can't. And it's kind of become it's become like an iconic Sex and the City quote. It's pretty funny because it's just such like fuckboyery and ghosting, but like pre
2000s,
digital dating.
Late 90s, early 2000s ghosting or emotionally unavailable men.
And it's like, with a poster, that's just so beautiful.
Like, girls can do it as well. Like, I'm not proud of it, but like pretty much most of my last relationship, I broke up with my boyfriend after like almost 2 years by text. That was like I don't think that's appropriate. I have done it a few times.
Yeah, but it's all context, you know.
I agree. Well, I broke up with someone recently by text not that long ago. We ended up getting back together and I ended up being really sorry for the text breakup. But in hindsight, I'm absolutely not sorry for a breakup text because they get you to a point where you're so emotionally drained.
No one does a breakup text without
you get getting to a point. You get to a certain point where you're already like, I can't like go through a breakup with you. So, I mean, we're just going to, you don't owe anyone anything. That's the point.
And sometimes there's those boys that are so manipulative, you know, you can't break up with them in real life.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's more.
You get drawn back in.
Yeah.
Sometimes for me, I think it's more that I just feel so sad and I start crying and I just feel and I see them sad and I think, fuck, I really can't do this face to face because I just know I feel like I'm the weaker person, if you know what I mean, because I know that I just say yes and I'll get back together because they cry and they beg and they say this and this and this and that.
I'll do the same, yeah.
Say I've done a text breakup.
Then you're gonna have to tell us later on, Chantel, how you do break up with someone, because please someone tell me what's the better way.
It's
of
never
doing
fun
it.
Like, it's like shit, but like, yeah, no, I think the harder ones are like when you've been seeing someone for like not too long.
Oh, then that's fine for them. I think etiquette, break up by text, that's sweet.
They're easy. You're so me and my friends actually my good girlfriends from work, previous job, we all have actually a template that we use for all the ridiculously average men we dated on Bumble, Hinge, everything you wanted. We actually had a text. We had a template and we shared it in our group chat and we actually just like insert
copy
name.
And paste.
It was an insert
what
name.
What was like the excuse of breaking up? Was it like, I'm busy right
now? Oh, it's you go on a date with someone, you're not interested in them and they're not interested in you, or it's just simply incompatible, or they've given you the ick. So if you get the ick, you can't go back from the ick after a first or second date, right? Once you got the ick, you got the ick. So then, you know, insert breakup text when they, you know, you've gone on your third or fourth date or you've decided you're no longer interested, and then they text you for the following date, insert breakup text. Look, John, you're a really nice guy.
Is there a comma? Like, look, comma, John.
Yeah. Well, did you not hear the comma in my voice?
Yeah, I did. That's why I asked. I was like, there's one in there.
There was a comma in my voice. Look, hi, John. Hi, John. Well, the first one was better. You are a really great guy.
That's so cringe.
There's nothing that
I know,
you've done.
I'm actually thinking if a guy texts me saying, yo,
you're so
Chantel,
great.
you're great. Go fuck yourself. Maybe I'm not. You don't even know me.
Somebody dumped me by text a few years ago, and it was just like, you're really nice, but I just didn't know how to say it. And I was like, I'm so much more than nice. Like, I'm feisty. I'm sassy. Like, yeah. I'm extremely rude at points.
My mum has a saying, she says, you're nice for old ladies and biscuits. Like, whenever I say, like, this boy's nice, mum's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean,
we're both single still, me and mum, but not anything still. No one wants to be called nice. That's so sad.
That's all you want to say to someone you're not interested in is like, look, you were nice and all, but I'm just not interested.
I think great.
That's in a nutshell.
Great, you're great.
Yeah, but I don't care if someone thinks I'm great or nice by the end of it. If you're sending me a breakup text, I don't care how nice or great you think I am.
Just say it. Give me some pointers. Like, I want to know how I can improve.
But the thing is, if someone sends you a breakup text and, you know, I mean, you'd like to hope a healthy way of getting over that is just thinking that it's not you, it's them.
I don't know.
It's the only way to move on. If someone's texting you saying they're not interested,
I'm like,
I don't need a feedback. I don't need points.
Well, look, I feel like I feel like breakup texts for long relationships probably aren't suited. I'm guilty of that, and I don't think I'm ever going to do it again.
You live and you learn.
But 100% for someone that you've dated for a couple of days or a few weeks.
Oh, you're fine.
Go the breakup text. Yeah, you're all so about fine. I have a story for you, our first story tonight, about a pretty awful breakup.
Okay, give it to us.
I remember this story that I read. It was all over the news a few years ago, mm-hmm. and it's always stuck with me because it is just so brutal.
Okay.
I'm actually excited. You should be scared. It's quite thrilling.
Yeah.
So this podcast is
renowned for bodily functions, really scary situations, so bring it on.
Yeah, well, this is from The Enquirer, and it happened in 2015. A woman who was married to her partner, her name's Feng Lung, she's 30. Mm-hmm. She was married to her partner. They had 5 children together. His name was Fan Lung.
Wait, she was 30 and already had 5 kids?
She was 30 and he was 32.
Five kids. They've been getting busy.
Yeah.
5 kids together. The article didn't say if they were all theirs, but it seems to be.
I'm going to go out and be like, let's presume.
Let's presume. Let's make an assumption. A little assumption. Anyway, so Feng discovered that her husband was cheating on her. He had a little mistress on the side. I don't know where the fuck you'd find time when you've got 5 kids and a wife and a job to find a mistress. But this dude did.
I reckon he's just a shit-ass dad. There's plenty of time out there for shit dads.
Well, anyway, so Feng found out that Fan was cheating on her. And while he was... Feng is the lady.
Yeah, thank you.
Feng Lung, and then Fan Lung is the gentleman.
Thank you.
Fan was having a little snooze. Mm-hmm. Feng found out that he was cheating, so she snuck into his room.
Oh, he has time for a snooze. Obviously, he's not a great dad.
Yeah.
Snooze time and cheating time.
You can understand why she's so angry, but she took it to quite a brutal level.
Yeah, fair enough.
While he was sleeping, Feng snuck into his room with some scissors and cut off his penis.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow. Really?
So he was rushed to hospital and the surgeons managed to reattach it.
Okay. I have a few...
No, let me finish.
I'll hold it.
Yeah.
Feng snuck back into the hospital after Fan's surgery.
She's like, I'm doing it right. Did she do it again?
She got scissors. She cut off his just reattached penis again. Threw it out the window.
Yeah, well, do it right the second time. Threw it out the window.
Where did you put it the first time? In an ice bag, ready for the paramedics.
Sprinted out of the hospital with her husband, Fan, chasing her. He had blood pouring down his legs, and he was beating the crap out of her outside the front of the hospital. And all these people were running in saying, this man's beating this woman, blah, 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 blah. And they obviously separated them, and she cut off his penis for the second time. They couldn't find the rest of the penis, and it was assumed that it had been taken by a stray cat or stray dog in the area.
Sorry, are you saying he got up and he physically beat her whilst bleeding
profusely?
There's a little bit of admiration there. Yeah.
These are the photos.
That athletic ability.
Let's call it adrenaline.
Look at the blood. Look, guys, I'm showing everyone the photos. I'll post these on the Instagram. Oh, but wow. Yeah, she got him good. Like, you just, like, what's the word? There's nothing
so
scarier than a woman scorned, or there's nothing more.
Yeah
well, that's
that vibe. And also, though, okay, so he is sleeping, right, when she first attacked him. You have to, like, really commit to that cut. You can't just like skimmy in on the edge of the pee and, like, start hacking at the edge neatly and see what happens. You have to commit. Like, you have to, like,
grab it, and they're quite thick, so maybe you have quite a small one.
You're lucky if they are, but some of them not so thick. And then so she had to really have sharp scissors to be like, bam, straight away.
Yeah. Well, look, I can barely cut a raw chicken in the kitchen being ready for dinner without feeling the fucking ick in me. Like, how does she really commit to that? You have to be your own level of crazy there.
There's a lot of anger.
A lot of anger. Anyway.
And to do it again.
To do it twice. And to that, sneak back into the hospital.
That is, like, half hanging off. It's that luscious as it was before.
But she said that it doesn't matter that he's lost his fertility. He has 5 children already. The wife, Feng, was discharged and she was under arrest for grievous bodily harm. Okay. Which is kind of fair enough. Look, there's a whole element with breakups. This is something that we've been taught as kids. Like, if you physically hurt someone, that's a big no-no. There are so many other ways that you can fuck up somebody's life rather than physically attacking them.
Yes, I've had my emotional penis cut off many times. My emotional clitoris has been chopped to pieces.
So, you know what I was actually thinking is that whole phrase, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Like, yeah, they do.
I think this lady needs to do, like, more of a cutting off your pee may hurt, but, you know.
Yeah, I
maybe
don't know.
Just do something less crazy.
Just physical violence just is, like, is
just
not.
Just have a chat.
Exactly. It's just not appropriate. Like, obviously, mental health is a big question. Oh, actually, with blocking on Facebook, that brings me on to a different topic with breakups. Is it is it appropriate, or do you think it's okay to delete pictures on your social media of your partner
after you've
broken up, or is it okay to leave them on there? What do you guys think?
I've had an ex that has he's removed photos of me after he's gotten a new girlfriend. And I kind of don't mind, because I'm like, if I was a new girlfriend, I wouldn't want, like, super coupley shots of another girl. Like, it sounds silly, but I just wouldn't. So I kind of, I'm fine with, like, I'm not a very PDA Instagrammy person. Yeah. So, like, my photos with an ex is, like, just us chilling on holidays. It could be a friend. So I'm not going to get rid of that because it's a nice memory. Like, unless they're a dick.
Yeah.
But if it's a nice person, just going to keep that.
That's it. Well, I think there's two sides of a breakup. There's a good breakup. Well, there's no good breakup.
No.
But there's a breakup that goes well. It's amicable. You decide to be friends. But then there's a breakup, which is you're leaving each other for a very clear reason because you're in a toxic
and
situation.
Was, like, awful to
So, I mean, I feel like for me personally, deleting someone off Facebook and Instagram is the way to go if you're in a toxic situation, because they lose the right to sort of be a part of your life. Like, it's toxic to see someone moving on if they're no longer part of your life. You've made this decision to part ways, so there's no reason they should be seeing what I'm doing on a Saturday night, and vice versa.
No.
And why keep in touch? And the photos, I mean, for me, my long-term ex, the photos I deleted were the intimate photos, right? The ones where you're kissing and cuddling, you're in bed, the sleeping photos, all of those things that had to do with the intimate side of your relationship. Sure, you're together, 4 or 5 years, you have brilliant memories, you're friends, essentially. If you're in a good relationship,
you're
friends. So you have amazing photos of you going on vacation together, you have family photos. 100% I've kept all of those photos of us going on vacays together and doing all of those things with friends, because there's no reason to delete those. But the intimate part of your life, that is over with that person.
That's
so
really
I delete those
that
photos.
You made that. Because I'm very sentimental. Like, so I after a breakup, even if it's a good one, will just delete my entire camera roll because I will. Shit. Oh, totally. Like, niece photos. Fuck yeah. My niece. She's gone. Like, I will never know what she looked like when she was 6 months old. Too late. Nah, just kidding. Love her, but don't know what she looked like at that age. But I have to delete them because I'll look back on them and get, like, sentimental and idolize the past. So I just got to remove it. And also when it comes to blocking, I won't block an ex, but I might remove them just for my own benefit it's not healthy for me to look at them, so I'm like, I just want you gone out of my life until then I can come back and be like a friend.
I recently just broke up with my boyfriend, who is ex-boyfriend now. He's a really, really lovely man, and I was really debating. I had all these photos because I do have albums on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I upload to them all my memories, but sometimes I'm a bit late, and there was 3 months worth of memories I hadn't uploaded, and there were photos of him in there, and it was just we had a really lovely special relationship, and I thought, you know what, I am gonna put them up because it was a really healthy relationship. He made me really happy, and there were great memories, and I do want to remember that. It's better, like, when I was this is quite awful, when I was about 20, I had an awful boyfriend, absolutely toxic, cheated on me, just really dreadful. And what I did when we broke up, because it was like he really destroyed me, I actually took all the gifts and clothes that everything that he'd sort of given me and everything that he'd left in my house, and I did a cleansing ritual and I set it all on fire in my backyard.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, I mean, you know, as we spoke of earlier, we're set to do a burning ceremony tonight, you know, possibly some voodoo. So for any ex out there right now who's experiencing any sort of chest pain, watch out.
Yeah. It's us.
Well, look,
it's me from afar.
It's I'm not doing that bacon and egg roll you had. It's me.
Yeah, it was me.
It's not heartburn. We are doing a burning ceremony this evening. And yes, your name is included on the list.
That leads me on to some, like, petty behavior during breakups. This story isn't about someone who was part of the relationship, but potentially is.
Mm-hmm.
It was posted in 2016, and I feel like I have to read it because. He's clearly a man. Just in this person's words, I can't phrase it better than he does. He's obviously not an eloquent human being.
Can you put on
the voice? No, nobody likes my accents, but I could try.
How do you visualize this person?
Phone is an eggplant.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, look, let me crack on with this one. So I've been coming in my roommate's girlfriend's body wash because
really at the climax of the story.
Yeah, he's been coming in his roommate's girlfriend's body wash because he thinks they're annoying as fuck. For about 2 months. He'd jerk it off in the shower, open the pump, dump it in, and give it a good shake. He just told me her period was super late, so they took a pregnancy test and she's knocked up. He said, I trust her. I guess a condom ripped or I don't know. And they're going to raise it. We have a year left on our lease together.
I love that the real estate comes into play. I know. It's like,
And the best part of it, he goes, problem is, I'm Greek and they're white as fuck. What are the chances I'm the dad?
Yeah, well, there is a lot to unpack there. But the last point is they're going to live together whilst they're pregnant.
That's so not cool.
That isn't cool. Also, point one is sperm is good for your skin.
It's not, Sarah.
It is good for you. Anyone out there, ladies, if you have a surplus of sperm, please use it for your face and ingest because it is good for your health.
Just to point out here, Sarah does not have any medical or cosmetic background. This is purely from her own.
It's purely my own research. And like, I do not guzzle cum on the daily.
But she does have beautiful skin.
And I do not buy it on the black market.
I'm getting really sus now. I'm looking at your glowy skin.
I don't buy it on the black market.
So what, there's like moisturizing properties loaded in?
Yeah, well, there is. Well, if you're with a healthy man who has a healthy lifestyle.
See, that's where I'd mess up. I'd be like going out with a Nivea version where I could be with the La Mer.
Yeah, you need to be with the La Mer man. Well, preferably someone that's...
The La Mer man.
Yeah, he's drinking, you know, lemon water every day type thing. You know, that's what you need in your life. Also, the women's side, also from a female's health perspective, you shouldn't be shoving body wash up your coochie, honey. That's not good for you.
Unless it's femme fresh. Yeah,
that's going to fuck with your pH.
Although, can we be honest? A lot of them do say douche on the front.
Yeah, well...
What's that about?
You shouldn't douche.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it says douche on... Just saying, that's a marketing thing they need
to
wear. I don't know. Yeah, go into Priceline tomorrow and give me a call and we can talk about it.
It just kind of puts on... Let me have a... So it just like thinking about it, this is all making me feel like if we move on from the douching and whatever you guys put up your vagina, that's your own business. Don't yuck somebody's yum.
Yeah.
But what is the pettiest thing that you guys have done for a breakup or in a relationship?
Well, I mean, the pettiest dating story, I'm not 100% sure of, but when you say petty, the first thing that comes to my mind is the fact that when I was about 18, 19 years old, my brother would often come home. He let me know post-factum that he would, after a drunk night out, he would shove my toothbrush in his ass cheeks and put it right back into the toothbrush holder.
That is disgusting.
And yeah, I mean,
sorry.
I mean, speaking of petty, that's the pettiest thing I think anyone has ever done to me in the physical sense.
How did
and both,
you know he did
both emotional abuse. Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking.
No worries.
So he would wait until the next day, probably give me at least a couple of brushes. And then he would look me in the eye when I'm standing in the bathroom and go, I put your toothbrush in my ass.
Sorry.
With the cheekiest smile on his face, he'd look me dead in the eye and go, that toothbrush was in my ass.
That was me.
Really gross and so Steph.
Look,
yeah. What do you mean so? I would never. So oh no, like, no. To be fair, look. My family doesn't listen to this podcast, but I have put my sister's toothbrush in the toilet bowl in the water when she was young.
Nice.
And so, that actually happened on Maths the other day, and there was this big media outcry. I was like, fuck.
It was too. It was
Tracy from Maths.
That
not
was
Tracy.
Last
no,
season.
Not like Hayley.
Years ago?
Yeah, Hayley from Maths. Yeah. And I was just like, fuck. I really shouldn't tell people that. I
Oh my god, that's actually so funny that you mentioned that because I texted my brother after that. And I said, what you did to me 10 years ago is now an national.
It's an outcry.
It's an outcry. It's an absolute sensation. Yeah. So, yeah, my brother felt no remorse for that. So that was the pettiest thing that's ever happened to me. I don't know about in a breakup, but Steph, please tell us yours.
Oh, it's not. Mine's more like text message. Back to the text messages. But I remember I was dating this guy just a few weeks. And then it was pretty clear he was also dating somebody else at the same time. She was posting pictures of them on Facebook, and I'm just like, hang on, I was with this dude last night. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, I had literally spent the night with him, and the next day, there's this girl posting a video, a photo of them like cuddling on the couch, and I was just like, clearly a couple.
Cut so deep.
I was just like, are you joking? And then I ended up. I don't know if they were still together or they'd broken up by this point, but I went to a party and he was there, and I was sitting on a stool and he bent down. He was like kind of on his knees wanting to talk to me. And I was just like, fuck off. Like I clearly have nothing to say to you. And the rest of the night I left the party, went to another one, and he was just blowing up my phone. I'd say,
sorry, also can we just have a moment?
Yeah.
Like a two parties in one night. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Woo! I'm tired thinking about it.
Anyway, I was actually at the Crow's Nest Hotel. I was at the Crowing. Okay. Trash place. Before it was redone. Anyway, he had about like 15 calls. This is on Facebook Messenger. I was getting messages, my phone. And then he started calling my friend's phone. And I was just like, sod off. And so I just sent him a message going, why are you so obsessed? You know the Mean Girls meme? Why are you so obsessed with me? It's just like, that's pretty petty.
I was thinking about that Mariah.
Yeah. Mm. I would go Mariah if I was.
Oh,
I look, the Mean Girls one.
It was just funny. It was the Mean Girls gif or the Mean Girls meme. Why are you so obsessed with me? And he actually replied with, ha, you're a funny fuck. And then started posting. He sent me knife emojis. I've still got the messages. It's so bizarre.
Also, that's the knife. Yeah. That's not
just leave me
I'll find you. Sort of vibes.
And it was just, I'll find you. He was weird. Wow. But and then like a year ago I was just thinking about this. I'd like left a guy's house and he hadn't like sent me. I just felt really uncomfortable when I left his house. It just like wasn't a nice ending after you've slept with somebody.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, if he messages me again, my response is going to be like, I was thinking about this for ages. I was like, this is fucking funny, like it's quite petty but whatever. And I was just going to say, I am unapologetically not interested, you fucking absolute ham sandwich. And I was just like, because like ham sandwich, you're the most basic human being.
Like there's no cheese on you.
There's not even lettuce or some marmalade.
You're not even,
you know, caramelized onion. It's just, you're just a fucking basic ham sandwich. Yeah. Like no one's gonna pick up at the.
Oh bread. Look, if you're gonna be a deli meat, ham is not the one.
No,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm not like, also you shouldn't have to tell boys, and I'm guessing this was like in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Of like how to deal with just being polite, not even dating. Yeah. Like there is like, I get there's dating etiquette. Some boys are slow. Yeah. I've got not that much time for that too. But like, as far as just being polite, like if you slap with someone, you can show them to the door.
Absolutely. Like 2021, here we are, and we're still having to tell people how to date us.
Just get out of bed, mate. Is that not fucked? It's fine.
Yeah.
You can say goodbye.
You can leg back to the bed and be hungover in 2 minutes.
Yep. And send me a 2 minute text asking me that I got home safe, or send me a text the next morning. It is the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And you will not lose an arm over it.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It kind of brings me on. I don't know if you guys have heard of National Text Your Ex Day.
No.
No.
But I have heard
that every drunk day.
Oh, actually, no. I've got another petty story for you. I have done this. Mm-hmm. I've texted someone. I was seeing the anonymous get tested hotline thing. So have you guys ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. No, we did that. Oh, Freya did that to me because I was thinking,
I've done it.
To fuck somebody over.
You know there was a
hotline. No, they did, because Freya did it to me because I said, guys, did you know that you can message somebody? It's a government website.
Yes,
and you can it's an anonymous thing. So you can say to this person, oh, I really feel uncomfortable telling this guy or this girl that I've got an STI, wonderful. Say I've got chlamydia. Mm. So you can go into the, like, it's new, like, Australian government website, and you put in their number and you can say, it comes up with an automated message that will be sent to that person's phone saying, hey, you should probably go get tested for chlamydia or whatever it is.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck, I could mess with so many people doing this.
Yeah.
You could send it to someone's husband.
Oh, look, you have to sign this.
You could fuck up so many people up. And we were talking about this. And I was just like, who do I do this to? Nah, you can get in a lot of trouble for doing this. And then my friend, I got a message on my phone like 10 minutes later. It's like, excuse me, blah, 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 you've got chlamydia. And then our friend Freya in the group chat going, did it work? It was me? Was it me? Did it work?
So it's actually quite a frightening website. Yeah. When you get on it, it makes you tick these boxes and say that you're not fraudulently or something putting someone's number in here to fuck with them.
Like, if I got that message, I'd probably be a bit like,
yeah. Well, first of all, don't get an STD and have unprotected sex and then spread it amongst the community. Yeah. Step one. Step two, if you do, get in touch with the handful of people that you are sleeping with, which I have done before. I just went down a very short list and eliminated. However, this was a situation where it was, you know, a suspected one. And I was just like, you know what? We no longer talk. So I'm actually going to do it through the website. And I really, really want him to shake in his ham sandwich boots. I was done with him, and he deserved everything he got, and we never spoke, blocked and deleted him.
Funniest picture of a ham sandwich in boots.
She was an absolute
It's the fire sandwich. Festival ham sandwich. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's seen that picture, but yeah, I don't know. Like, sometimes being petty to me is quite amusing. There are a lot of messages that I've sent which are very funny. You're just
like, I've definitely been petty at some points in my life, but I think now it's more like a karma thing. Like, I'm too scared to be petty because I'm like, no, I'll be bad karma. Like, I'm not being nice. Like, so it's about me.
It's a choice of, do you be petty or do you educate somebody? Yeah. Sometimes I do go the educational route if I do believe that there's bacon to be saved.
Yeah.
But I do feel that there are some fucking ham sandwiches out there that just deserve that pettiness.
Yeah. I also have bad timing. Like, I'm not petty straight away.
Yeah.
But I get petty randomly, like, a year and 10 months sitting in bed 2 days after.
The rage resurfaces.
Move on. I'm like, never.
Yeah. It just brings me to this happy National Text Your Ex Day. Okay, and there are a few, just this couple that I've saved because they were so funny. And I think it's October 2009 that National Text Your Ex Day is. And what this one person sends their ex a message going, happy National Text Your Ex Day. I don't like you or miss you, to be honest.
That really encompasses everything I've ever experienced.
The response is, fuck off. The next one is, this boy or this girl, or this boy has sent his ex-girlfriend a message going, bitch. And she replies going, ha, I've been called worse. And he goes, like, ? She goes, your girlfriend.
Well, that's a good burn.
It's just they're just pretty rough, but it's just, I don't know, like, it kind of brings up the question as well, can you be friends with your ex? If we're going on to the relationship topic, can you do it?
I've never been friends with an ex, personally. I don't know. I'm not, like, a big I don't know. I'm like, once we've been there, that's what we are. I don't know.
I think every circumstance is different, I suppose. Yeah. We probably haven't moved to that stage of, you know, we can all barely get past the talking stage. But, you know, for some people out there that have had children, you know, they have to talk to their ex every single day.
That's true.
We don't have to. I don't know how that would personally ever work for me in my life because I have so much anger and fury towards people in, you know, my past relationships.
Very, very fair.
That there is nothing for me that I would want to say to them except for very nasty comments.
But you know what as well? I've never been friends with someone and then dated them. Yeah, I've always just been like straight to dating. Oh, so I'm like, maybe if I was friends with them first, we'd go back to being friends. But I've never done that, and maybe that's why.
See, I was friends with my long-term ex for about 2 years before we dated for a long time. And so that really didn't save the friendship towards the end because it was a breakdown on all levels.
Yeah.
We pretended to have a friendship for about 6 months. Post-relationship.
But even then, I'm like, did you think about having a break and then going to a friendship?
Like but I think you mean a break after you break up?
No, like a break and then in the future you can be friends. Because I've just broken up with my ex-boyfriend and we were like best friends. I'd say our relationship was more companionship based than anything else. And I'm just thinking, hey, we were such great quality for each other and the best things that came into each other's lives at that time that I would love to see a friendship happen in the future, but because there
you
was
just need a bit of space first.
Yeah, space, definitely. Yeah. 6 month space, whatever it is, but because there was that love and the connection there's always you're always gonna think,
I think you need space first just to be like, even just get out of the habit of being like go to kiss them or go to like touch them in this way, and then it's like you just have a bit of space to then be like
or do something petty.
You know what the most fucked up thing is? When you meet up with an ex and you have to kiss them on the cheek because you like you know when you go, because you're not in a relationship anymore, so you don't go and kiss them on the face, and it's that awkward thing, like, you know, and then you have to kiss them on the cheek, and it's just, it's so different and it's just weird. But I don't know,
hate that actually.
Look, every circumstance is different, and if you can have a world where you can, you know, Sydney is small. Sydney
tiny.
Is very small. So if you can have less enemies, then I support that.
Cool.
Yeah. And keep it nice. If you're nice, then like, and they're a dick, then that's on them.
Yeah.
I've got one more funny story before we hit it off here. This isn't about relationships, but I just thought it was absolutely hilarious. It was from a German, so this happened, I think, the beginning of this year.
It's a
German newspaper. No, it's a German newspaper called Plocky Novosti. I have no idea if I'm saying that correctly. I speak no other languages but English, and I'm typically quite useless in that sense. But Plocky Novosti, they reported this article of a man who went into a sex shop, and he was asking the attendant what the best vibrators were and having a look at these sex toys. And she goes, oh, yeah, let me go get you something. And he's wearing this yellow jacket, and so he was already standing out to her. It's a bit suspicious. And he walks up to one of the mannequins while she's in the other side of the room, and he starts furiously masturbating.
Furiously?
Yeah, well, it looked quite furious on the camera. I just like the word furiously masturbating because it's quite funny to me.
so aggressive!
One word.
Anyway, so he started wanking off at this mannequin, and this woman walks around the corner and she sees him doing this, and she's got the big dildo that he'd been asking to look at. And she actually goes, what the fuck, in German? What the fuck? I don't know how you say it. I don't know how you say that in German.
Scheißen.
Wunderbar. Scheißen. Wow. And she gets this huge, big dildo, and she just starts beating the crap out of this pervert in the store.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking,
you know, they can be used for so much.
Yeah. It's fending off an absolute pervert who's having a wank in your sex shop. Like, yeah it's about sex, but you do that
at home.
Well, it doesn't have to be at home, but you know what I mean, like, you just don't, you don't do that in public, you know. It's just not, it's not on. And it just, yeah, it just, there are, heading back to the ex things, there are a lot of exes that I would like to beat up with dildo.
Right. Wow. I didn't know where that was going. I was like, are we gonna, like, have they masturbated in your sex shop? Like,
are we finding other uses for, I'm thinking of like a hanging hook for hats.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe he went through a bad breakup and
maybe
he's,
he did. I mean, it's
with his mannequin sex doll. You never know.
You never know.
Don't yuck somebody's yum, but don't have a wank in your
Well, it's like going into a supermarket and starting to cook your stir fry dinner in the supermarket.
Exactly.
Just
the
you
same.
Take your ingredients and you go home and you cook at home.
Yeah, there's no stove.
You're all
start
welcome.
Sauteing in that shop.
Well,
marinade.
Guys, I feel like we've covered quite a bit off in today's episode. I have no idea if this will be absolutely helpful for somebody, I guess, in regards to breakups.
Oh, we'll be doing helpful stuff.
Well, I'd like to finish up with helpful stuff, helpful things, but...
Oh. Have a strong dildo in the house in case of an intruder.
Yep.
True.
Key point.
True, but... Key point. If we wanted to bring it back to relationships, I think the key thing that I have learned from any breakup is... If someone is making you feel like you're not worth it or you're questioning your self-worth and you're in that constant state of anxiety and you're not making each other happy anymore, call it off before it gets too awful and so you can remain on civil terms and can look back on those photos that you've posted together and actually appreciate how beautiful your relationship it was before it gets toxic. Hopefully you can someday become friends. I don't know, but... I feel like in any kind of relationship with any breakup, while we're discussing breakup etiquette, communication is key.
I think always. Mine is that there is no limit to how much wine you buy. and the lady is always happy to see you at the shop and she will tell you what the deals are that week. That's my
That's
your breakup.
Well, that's where Chantel is at the moment. We can clearly tell where she's in our stage of breakup.
Chantel's doing great.
She's also drinking a lot. Mine is probably to stick by your boundaries and you're not crazy for having boundaries. And if someone crosses your boundary, you give them one other chance once they've crossed it and that's it. And also... To all the ladies out there, when someone's saying to you that you're asking for too much, you're not. You're just asking the wrong person.
Agree.
You're asking, you are the right parcel. You've just been delivered to the wrong address.
Beautiful. And for the right man, that is not going to be the wrong thing, whatever you say.
No.
If anyone needs an inspirational quote out there, I have a bucket load. Steph gets them on the daily.
I definitely signing up to this daily.
Sarah's. You can send them to The Estate is Fact and I will repost all of them because, your self-worth is important.
Mm-hmm.
Guys and girls. I've seen a lot of male friends who've dated some pretty awful, awful women. It's not we're not man haters here, but...
No.
God, no.
Communication is key. Don't yuck somebody's yum, but stay safe and be kind.
Yes.
Be kind.
Or just be less petty. That's all we can ask for. Just less petty.
Don't chop off somebody's dick twice.
And do not put your toothbrush in something.
Just do it once and do it right the first time.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of This Date is Fucked. Big thank you to Sarah and Chantel for coming on today.
No worries. It's been fun. I can't wait to have some of Steph's pasta.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. Woo. Hope we didn't trigger anyone's trauma. Namaste.
Namaste.